Here's your double feature. From New York, we bring you your co-host Jackie Gleason, Broadway comic, and Les Tremaine, with Patsy Garrett, Andy Russell, the orchestra, and today's special guest, Edgar Bergen, stars of Double Feature.
Thank you, thank you. Well, Les, it was swell of you to come all the way from the coast to be here this evening. How did you enjoy your trip from Hollywood?
Oh, it was nice, Jackie, but was that train crowded? There were standing people sitting on people who were standing on sitting people.
I know what you mean. The last trip I made, the train was loaded with soldiers. What crap games. It was the first time I ever saw a train pull into Grand Central on its knees.
Jackie, I brought someone in from Hollywood with me. Andy Russell. You know, Jackie, Andy is a boy who doesn't say much, but when he does, wow. Andy, say something to Jackie.
Wow! Well, you know, Les, this boy may not say much, but when he does, it doesn't mean anything.
Jackie, you're just the man I want to meet in New York. I understand you have a lot of pull.
That's right, my boy.
Yeah, and you need it. You've got a lot to drag.
Thanks, kid. Have a marshmallow. By the way, boys, I'd like to welcome you to New York on behalf of the mayor.
Well, Jackie, do you really know Mayor LaGuardia?
Do I know him? Why, we're always together.
The little flower and the big pot.
You're such a boy. Tell me, Andy, how did you like New York?
Oh, it's wonderful, especially Broadway. Fat ones, thin ones, tall ones, short ones. What buildings!
Well, one of the nicest things I've seen in the East is Patsy Garrett.
Oh, so you've noticed our little apple, honey. Come on out here, Patsy. Hiya, Cookie.
Hello, Pound Cake.
Patsy, you've met the boys.
Oh, sure. Mr. Tremaine, it's a thrill to meet someone from California. It must be a wonderful place.
Yes, it is. You should visit it sometime.
Well, everybody's been sort of warning me that all the California men are wolves, but that's silly.
Yes, isn't it? just think. 3 days ago, we were in beautiful California.
Are your clothes dry yet?
Now, wait a minute. That stuff about it raining in California is nothing but a vicious rumor.
Oh, yeah? Well, the last time I was out there, I had to pump 90 gallons of vicious rumor out of my cellar. It rained so hard, the Brown Derby shrunk 2 sizes.
Well, in California, we refer to that as a heavy dew that did.
Where do you live, Jackie?
I happen to live in the garden spot of the world.
Where's that?
Brooklyn. Brooklyn, spelled backwards, it's Nilcorb. Ah, yes. Good old Brooklyn. Now, there's a town.
Town? I thought it was a tree.
Say, Jackie, what's Brooklyn like?
It's a body of land completely surrounded by Leo DeRocher.
Well, Brooklyn might be all right in its place, but give me California. California. Where you're awakened by the refreshing breezes from the beach at Santa Monica. You go into your grove and pick an orange from your tree. Then you stroll on your terrace, which I call my hacienda. And incidentally, I happen to have one of the most beautiful haciendas in California.
Just like Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, you're jolted by a refreshing whiff from the Gowanus Canal. You go down to the corner bakery and buy 15 cents worth of broken cookies. And then you sit on your fire escape, which I call my patio. And incidentally, I happen to have one of the biggest patios in Brooklyn.
Gee, Brooklyn sounds like a fascinating place. Were you born there?
Yes, my boy. I was born in 1916, right next door to room 1917. I had the usual number of parents, one of each sex. As my father nervously paced the floor, he said, "Gee, I hope it's a boy or a girl." And then I was born. When my father saw me for the first time, he said... And so I was born. I was a sickly infant and had to suck my thumb through a tube. Now, isn't that ridiculous? And with each passing year, I grew older and older. Soon I began my carefree school days.
Quiet. We'll now have a lesson in arithmetic. Jackie Gleason.
Yes, ma'am.
If you had a dollar and I took half, what would I have?
A fractured skull.
What's the matter with you, Jackie Gleason? Don't you like me?
Don't I like you? Are you kidding? Didn't I carve my initials in your forehead yesterday? And so my school days were over. I soon became a broad-beamed, husky young... What does broad-beam mean? I soon became a broad-beamed, husky young man. And my eyes were turned to a new horizon. Broadway.
Hey, Jackie, you been to see the new burlesque show yet?
No, my father told me there were things in the burlesque show I shouldn't see.
Yeah?
Yeah. But last night, I sneaked out of the house and I went.
Did you see anything you shouldn't see?
Yeah, my old man.
But Jackie Gleason's destiny was not to be denied. The theater called and he answered. Soon he received his first speaking part on Broadway.
Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jacks, get your programs here. Can't tell the show without.
And then, at long last, success came to Jackie Gleason. In April 1944, he became the comedy star of the Broadway musical hit, Follow the Girls.
Say, Jackie, what are you doing, Follow the Girls?
Follow the girls, my boy. Follow the girls.
I'll be over tomorrow to help you catch one.
You're such a boy. Have another marshmallow.
I'd love to, but I can't sing with a marshmallow in my mouth.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll eat it myself. Go ahead and sing something, Andy. Go ahead.
Amor, amor, amor. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other, nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word I know. Amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine. Say you'll be mine and love me only. Que tus besos anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que tus besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, amor, amor. Nació de ti, nació de mí. Esperanza, amor, amor, mi amor. Nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma.
Amor.
the states. Today, all over America, people are becoming more conscious of the state they're in. So tonight, we bring you the first of our tributes to the states. Tonight, we salute the state of New York, the Empire State, the richest and most populated in the Union. 14 million people, larger than the entire population of a Cecil B. DeMille production. The history of New York began in 1624 when a band of gallant Dutch arrived in the New World. Their leader, Captain Hendrik Hudson, speaks.
Well, this must be the place.
Captain Hudson, did you pay the fare for all these people?
No. No, they all came Dutch. By the way, are all the boats in, Isaac?
All except that one with those noisy people.
Those Dodgers last again.
And so Hendrik Hudson and his gallant crew discovered the island which the Indians call Manhattan. As they sail up the beautiful river that flows along its shores, Captain Hudson says,
well, boys, now that we've discovered the river, what shall we name it?
Let's call it the Mississippi.
No, there's a river down south by that name.
Let's name it after the old man.
What kind of Dutch is that you're doing? Would you take that again, please?
Let's name it after the old man.
Now, let's see, how would that sound? Old Man River. No, that would never become popular. I've got it. Let's name the river after my wife.
Why?
Because she's got a big mouth, too.
Let's name it after you, Captain Hudson.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, don't name it after me.
All right, then, let's call it something else.
What are you, a wise guy?
In the years that followed, New York grew and prospered, first under Dutch rule, later under the British. Thus, through the years, New York became the great Empire State, land of towering cities and thriving communities. Today, in the North, we find that phenomenon of nature, Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls, where we hear the quaint call of the natives.
Good night.
Good night. And so we say goodbye to Niagara Falls and move southward to Rochester.
Yes, sir, Mr. Benny.
And on to Yonkers. Yonkers, where we listen to the activity of that busy, thriving, bustling metropolis.
Hello, Zeke.
Hello, Esri. Well, come on, get in. Let's go.
And so we leave Yonkers and proceed to the cultural center of the state, Brooklyn. Through the years, the true refinement and dignity of Brooklyn has been misrepresented to the world. Due to a misunderstanding, many people have been led to believe that the natives of Brooklyn speak this way.
Hey, mate, will get a load of this jike.
But this is a foul lie. This is the way they really speak.
Hey, Maitle, get a load of this jike.
Thus, New York State, in 1624, an unsettled wilderness, in 1944, a monument to the industry and ingenuity of its founders, standing on the threshold of a still greater future.
Hudson, what do you think of your state now?
You know something? That Niagara Falls must be a wonderful place.
Andy Russell recalls a tender memory of spring as he sings the very lovely I'll Remember April.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye. have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You love me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new, but I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. Flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and I'll smile.
Edgar Bergen entertained our troops overseas. Edgar has spent this summer making things brighter for our boys in the Army and Navy hospitals over here. His current hospital tour has brought him east for a short stopover, enabling him to be with us this evening. Edgar Bergen.
Thank you, Les. You know, I'm very happy to be here, especially to welcome Jackie Gleason to radio.
Now, wait a minute, Edgar. Radio's nothing new to me.
No.
Why, I was the guy who introduced John to his other wife.
Yes, I know, Jackie, but we all have a lot to learn. You see, radio is a great medium of entertainment. It brings education, music, news, drama, and comedy to millions of people. But like everything else, you know, it has its pitfalls.
Exactly what do you mean by pitfalls?
Why, when I think that not many years ago, the boys used to call me Curly Bergen. Now look at me.
Yeah.
Yes, Jackie, I envy your thick crop of black hair, but after you're on radio for a few years, oh...
You mean after a while I'll look like...
Jack Benny, yes.
Wait a minute, Edgar. Look at Fred Allen. He has all his hair.
I know, but that's just it, Jackie. It doesn't strike everyone in the same place.
Oh.
Have you seen Fred Allen's eyes lately?
No.
Well, it's because he keeps them in those bags.
Well, just the same, I'll take my risk. Someday I'd like to be half the comedian you are.
Well, thank you.
The wooden half.
Edgar, I don't think it's fair the way Charlie makes fun of your age. Why, you're a comparatively young man, and you're very attractive.
Well, thank you, Patsy.
Oh, any girl would be happy to go out with a fellow like you.
Why, I had no idea you felt that way.
I don't. I'm trying to get a guy to take my grandmother to the Copacabana.
See what I mean, Jackie?
Yeah,
That's the thing.
Edgar, I understand you're going to introduce a new character on your program this season.
Yes, when we go back on the air in September, a little lady will take her place in the family alongside of Charlie McCarthy and Mortimer Snurd. We haven't a name for her yet, but we've received over 2,000 suggestions from friends who've written in.
Well, what's he like, Edgar?
Well, she's a bachelor girl. She's in her middle flirties.
How old is that?
Well, she says she's pushing 40, but confidentially, I think she made it. But she's very good-natured with a sparkling, mischievous look in her eye, and she's confided in me that she's interested in men. And I asked her what type of a man she prefers, and... she said, first of all, he must be a man. And after that, it isn't very important.
She said all that to you, huh?
Yes, that's what she said, yeah.
Boy, what a racket this guy's got. He talks to himself and blames it on somebody else. Maybe I ought to become a ventriloquist.
Mm-hmm. Well, it isn't very easy, Jack. You know, it takes years of practice and hard work. Why, I remember how I used to stand in front of a mirror for hours.
Well, where there's no suffering, there's no art.
Edgar. Edgar, is it true that ventriloquism is more than 3,000 years old?
Yes, Les. One of the first known ventriloquists was a Greek philosopher named Eurycles.
Sounds like an eyewash.
No.
Yeah, I've heard that ventriloquists were even found up among the Eskimos.
Well, they weren't actually found up there. They were chased up.
Just how would I go about becoming a ventriloquist, Edgar?
Well, first let us define the word ventriloquism. Hmm?
Yes. Hmm. Let's do that.
It comes from the Latin, loqua, meaning to speak. Ventro, meaning stomach. Therefore, speaking from the stomach.
That should be easy for me.
In fact, it puts you way out in front.
Yes. Well, could you teach me how to do it?
I should love to, Jackie. Of course, there is a small fee.
Small fee?
Yes.
You mean I have to pay you to keep my mouth shut? No wonder McCarthy is always squawking about a 75 cents allowance. You pinch a nickel so hard, the pluribus laps over the unum.
Oh. All right, then. Being that it's you, Jackie, I'll make an exception. For you, it will be nothing. Now, the first thing you have to learn is the ventriloquial groan.
The ventriloquial groan?
Yes.
What's that?
Well, it's really a cultivated grunt. Listen.
Are you in pain?
No. That's it. Now you try it.
That's the venti.
Yes.
I try it?
Mm.
All right.
You call that a cultivated grunt?
That's as much as I can run a plow through, yes.
Well, you're missing the whole idea, that's all. Just the whole idea, Jackie. I'll show you how to do it. I'll throw my voice to the basement.
Well, be careful. I have some things hanging up to dry.
You do your own little dainties?
No washing, just rinsing.
Yeah. Well, I'll be careful of them. Now, here goes my voice to the basement. Hey, Joe!
What do you want, Virgin?
What are you doing down there?
Shoveling coal.
Now, you do it, Jackie.
Gee, that's wonderful. All right, I'll take a crack at it. Hey, Joe, what time is it? Hey, Joe, what time is it?
Well, what's the matter? He didn't answer.
Someone must have closed the cellar door. Gee, thanks, Edgar, for being with us. It was swell of you.
It was a pleasure, Jackie, and lots of luck to you.
Well, Edgar, you'll be on your way back to the coast tomorrow, and I suppose you'll be appearing at more hospitals out there.
Well, I hope to.
Good night.
From sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen. How your arms would be, and it happened to me. Keep an eye on spring, run. on when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be.
Yes, Jackie?
You know, I got that ventriloquist racket down to a science. Get a load of this.
I don't think Edgar Bergen has a thing to worry about. But just out of curiosity, what were those guttural grunts?
I repeat.
You feel all right, don't you, Jackie?
Yes, I simply said goodnight, everybody.
May I add, in addition to Jackie, that Andy Russell, Sylvan Levin and his orchestra, Patsy Garrett and all the rest of the gang will be on hand. My name is Les Tremaine. Good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.